Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
Hey, I just called you. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, sorry, man. The phone kept ringing on another line too, so I thought I answered the right one, but it hung up.
Oh, okay. All good. I recently sent an email. My name's Peter. This is regarding
Did you get my reply about the booking?
No, I didn't see anything.
Well, I sent you a reply.
Okay. I checked my email, but I can't find anything. What did you reply with?
I'll tell you right now. I do about 30 to 40 emails a day, so I can't remember exactly, but I do remember the name.
Okay.
Peter.
Yep. Peter Doe.
So we said we got an availability on Thursday the 6th of November.
Yep.
Okay. You said you booked the 6th of November. However, you'll be overseas, so you may drop off the car and converse with me on behalf. His name is San. Okay. That's cool. And then you sent back again, sorry to add to previous email, would November the 10th be available instead? Let's have a look for you. Sorry, man. When we get an opportunity to answer an email, we've got to try to do it all in one hit.
Yeah.
It just goes back to the back of the pile for the next day or two.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Wouldn't believe how many emails we get. It's not easy to manage.
At the moment, what's your current availability for November?
10th is no good. The following week, Tuesday the 18th is okay.
18th, okay. So the 6th is gone?
If you keep yours there, it'll be fine for a diagnose.
Yeah.
But then the following week, we're chock-a-block, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I do the 18th then, in that case?
Yeah, no worries. I'll just change it over now. Copy, save, delete, and move you to the 18th. Done, man.
Say
the 18th in the morning.
Yeah. So what time can the car be dropped off, like at any time?
Between 7:30 and 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. That's
and fine. Left with us for the day. Pickup is between 4:30 and 5:30.
Yeah.
And the car has to be picked up on that day.
Oh, okay. Right.
So we'll do our diagnostics. If we need the car any longer, we'll give you a call, but it will need to go that day.
Okay. Oh, okay. So after diagnostics, pick it up. And if something's wrong, then come back again?
Correct, yeah. I mean, we have to obviously work out what's wrong. So if we need more time for diagnostics, we'll call you.
Yeah.
Okay, but the booking is purely a diagnostics booking. So we'll check it, work out what we need to do, give you a call, make a plan from there, because obviously we're not 100% sure what's wrong with the car. If something small that can be fixed, you might be able to leave it. If it's something big, you'll need to pick it up.
Okay, fair enough.
And then make a rebooking.
Yeah, so I'm going to be overseas for that day, so my mate will have to drop it off on my behalf. Is that fine?
That's fine, man, as long as you make him aware that the car has to go that evening.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, that should be fine.
Yeah, we can't have the car lingering.
Yeah.
But as long as he's okay to pick the car up at between 4:30 and 5, that's fine for him to drop it off. But please just maybe reiterate with another email giving us a good description of what the car is doing. And are we contacting him or contacting you? Because you'll be overseas.
I think it'll be best to contact him.
Okay. And are you happy for him to make any decisions on your behalf in terms of...
I'll let him know.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
No worries, mate. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.